The average career of a personal trainer is less than 6 months. In the entire industry, that is an amazing statistic. Not only that, the average gym will only last 2 years, leaving trainers and gym owners left to sell life insurance. I can tell you the recipe for a successful gym owner and trainer can be summed up in 3 words. Now, here's the facts. The average gym closes and goes out of business within 2 years. The trainers and gym owners are left to sell life insurance or follow something that they have zero passion for unless they can understand and emphasize these 3 mindsets that you need to be a successful gym owners. And they are the ignorance, arrogance, and faith mindset going into opening your first gym. So the idea of staying ignorant as a gym owner means if you knew all of the challenges and obstacles that you would face when you opened up your own gym or joined, you know, the fitness field, you would probably never want to go into it because it would be so hard that your logical brain would say there's probably a lot of other things that I could do that I would enjoy that don't involve all of this failure and all of these challenges, all of these long hours and all of these days staring at my bank account, wondering if I'm going to be able to pay to get by another day. So what do I mean by ignorance? Ignorance means staying ignorant to the challenge that you'll face. And COVID was a prime example. There were 2 industries that were hit harder than ever with business regulations during COVID, that they are the restaurant industry and the fitness industry. Now, the thing that the restaurant industry had is they could make food that people actually wanted to eat and people needed to eat certain foods. Fitness industry, we're trying to sell a product that most people that need it the most don't actually want to do, and they don't need it to get by day to day, right? No matter what you think, you're selling a product that most people hate. They hate to do. It's uncomfortable. It's painful. It's expensive, and they actually don't need it. So you have to be ignorant to the fact that there are things like COVID. There are government regulations. There are competitors that are popping up. There are trainers that are going to quit, that are going to take half of your clients and open up their own gym down the road. You are going to be working from 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. most days, early mornings, late nights, and every single weekend. If you want to make it in the fitness industry, you have to stay ignorant and not overthink all of the challenges that lie ahead, because if you stay too long in that thinking, you will talk yourself out of taking that first step to either joining the fitness industry in the first place or opening your own gym. Now, the second mindset that you need to have is the mindset of arrogance. You have to be arrogant enough to believe that you, out of all the trainers and fitness professionals out in the world, are actually going to make it in this industry. Like I said, the lifespan of a personal trainer is only about 6 months. Now, that takes into account all of the personal trainers that get cereal box certifications and decide on a whim to join this industry, but is an alarming statistic that most personal trainers fail miserably because the hours are long, the pay is terrible, and it's that hard to stand out in the world, especially with online trainers and, you know, commercial gyms that are flooded with every trainer that wants to make it in the industry. You have to be arrogant enough to believe that you are going to be in the 1% of people that can make it in this industry. And if you have that arrogance about you, and I'm using the word arrogance a little bit of a hyperbole and exaggeration, but you have to be confident in enough and believe in yourself enough that you can actually make it. And if you can, you're that much further than everybody else that has that seed of doubt. Now, finally, the last mindset that you need is the idea of blind faith. Now, let me tell you a story. So when I first started my fitness business, I was training people in their homes. I was working a part-time job in a ballet shoe warehouse. And I had all these other things that I was using to kind of scrape by and make all ends meet. And my dad took me out to lunch and he was like, well, what if it doesn't work? I was just about to sign the lease for my first warehouse in a town that I had never been to before. And he would ask me bluntly, he's like, what are you going to do if this doesn't work? And, you know, the attitude and the mindset that I had going into that was simply, I'll figure it out. I had faith in myself that no matter what happened, there would never be a time when I failed so miserably that I wouldn't be able to figure it out. And he basically told me in that moment, he's like, that's the reason that you're going to be successful, is because no matter what happens, I had the mindset that I would figure it out. I could figure out a solution. I could find another job. I could find a way to make enough money to make it work in the long run. And if you have enough blind faith in that aspect, you will never fail. You can never fail if you never stop trying and you have deep, unwielding faith that you will be okay no matter what happens. So venturing out into the fitness industry, you are stepping into an overcrowded and oversaturated market where gyms and franchises are popping up, backed by private equity in these giant franchise groups. You have to be ignorant to the challenges that lie ahead. You have to be arrogant enough to believe that you are going to be successful over all of the other gyms. And finally, you've got to have faith that no matter what challenges happen, no matter how badly you may fail in some aspects, that you will figure it out and be successful in the end. And if you can wield those three attitudes, you can be successful in fitness.